April 16th is Public Radio Music Day, a day to celebrate the special role that non-commercial radio stations play in the music world, both on the local and national level. This is Lisa Berry, and that's what we do here on 89.1 WEMU every day of the week with more than 40 hours of primetime, live, locally hosted jazz, blues, roots, and Latin music. And we've been doing it for decades. So who else better to join our celebration than documentary filmmaker, multi-award winner, but most importantly, Ann Arbor High School graduate Ken Burns. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Lisa. Glad to be with you.
Ken, of course, has done several important documentaries about music, including jazz. And can you believe that's been 20 years now?
Amazing, huh? Two decades.
What prompted you to even do that in the first place? Was it your own love of jazz music?
I grew up in a family. My father loved jazz music and more of the Ellington and kind of cool of the 50s and... I grew up with that, and then I worked in a record store in Ann Arbor for years, Discount Records on South U and Forest, and sold a lot of jazz and became very familiar with stuff, but I didn't know, but I want to, and that's the case with all the films. I, you know, have a modicum of preconception, and I set it aside and dive deeply into it to do a portrait. A lot of it came at the urging of my friend Wynton Marsalis. A lot of it came from a comment that Gerald Early, a historian and writer who teaches at Washington University, said in our baseball film. He said that when they study our American civilization 2,000 years from now, Americans will be known for only three things: the Constitution, baseball, and jazz music. They're the three most beautiful things we've ever invented. And I had done a film, just finished a film on the Civil War, which was the Constitution's greatest test until now. And I was working on baseball, obviously, which I saw as a sequel to the Civil War, because the first real progress in civil rights happened when Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier in the modern age in 1947. And I realized that jazz, which had been the soundtrack of so much of any film that I'd worked on from the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, I just needed to know more about it. And so dove into that. And I saw it as a trilogy of the Civil War, baseball, and jazz, as a kind of American trilogy, and still do, even though I've gone on to do other wars. And people like to, you know, put the Civil War and Second World War and Vietnam, and we're working on a history of the American Revolution, sort of bind them together because they're wars. I still see those three as a trilogy, and jazz is, you know, kind of, it's like the Father, the Son, and jazz is the Holy Ghost.
Oh, man. Well, say that again.
Amen.
Yeah, there we go. So we just discovered, some of us at least, that Ken Burns worked at Discount Records in Ann Arbor when he was growing up. And I think public radio and WEMU specifically is a lot about discovery. One of our hosts, Michael Jewett, who has been working at the station for decades, plays a great song. I know I hear it and I want to go buy it myself. So I've discovered it that way. Did you discover music listening to a public radio station, perhaps?
I grew up, you know, just a kid that bought records, you know, at Discount Records before I worked there. And then after school, begged to do anything, filing records away. I was paid in records sometimes. Uh-huh. And then finally got a part-time job and ended up leaving high school early to help pay for college by taking a full-time job there. So I got it every which way. I got it from, you know, AM stations. I got it from listening mostly to records that I bought or heard in the store. And I had a kind of complete musical education. I even went into country music a little bit aware and armed, though, you know, my people came from a kind of Appalachian tradition, and I got a little bit from my grandfather, my granddaddy, and my dad. I didn't know that much about it either. So both of those big topics, you know, and they're as long of films as I've made, had to be wrestled to the ground by just study and listening, and it comes from every possible source. The thing that I'm aware of, though, is the centrality of radio to both these mediums. It's how people, wherever they came from, abolish loneliness. And I think we tend to, because this is an industry too, We tend to in silo these musical forms as if they're isolated from everyone else, as if there are political boundaries around them and you kind of need a passport to travel in between. And that's not the way it is. R&B and rock and roll come out of jazz and country, and it's just an amazing curiosity between groups of people about good music that is being played. And so you have, you know, Ray Charles, when he was given creative control of an album for the very first time in his life, created modern sounds in country and Western music, and the number one hit of the summer of 62, and I remember the summer of 62, was I Can't Stop Loving You by Don Gibson. And it is a country album sung by arguably the greatest soul singer of all time, male. Yeah. And it's an amazing testament to how fluid the borders actually are. And radio is one of the places that helps to, you know, eliminate those borders. Another is to walk into a record store where they're not playing your favorite kind of music, but a different kind, and saying, wow, that's pretty good.
It's because of listener financial support and people like you, Ken Burns, taking the time to talk to us about that here on WEMU that allows us to continue to be one of, I always say, one of the last true community radio stations. And we learn so much and you share so much in your documentaries, but at the end of the day, it's about relationships and it's about community. And I think that's what we can provide here on WEMU. And I know you're so busy. You're working on so many different films and documentaries and meeting with so many different people. But can you speak to the importance of what it gets down to, relationships and sense of community?
Well, first of all, Lisa, I can just say that I've spent my entire professional life, more than 45 years, making films for public media. Because I believe in its mission. I believe in the absence of commercials and commercial interference. It has one foot tentatively in the marketplace and the other proudly out of it. And it permits us to nurture a relationship to our communities and to our listeners that is second to none. The number one brand is PBS in the country. And I kind of have to stop and say, wait a second, we're not a brand. We're a kind of community. It's PBS, stands for public broadcasting, and not system, but service. And that's what I think at the heart of what you're talking about. It's absolutely true of public radio, in particular of these small stations that are sometimes the last places where you're getting jazz or authentic roots music of any kind. Americana is now called. Ironically, country music has been kind of stolen by the industry. The metrics for the commerce nature of it have made it really, really hard for jazz and other kind of real American forms, bluegrass and what's called Americana, should be called country music, to live. And it's incumbent upon us to keep these strains alive and to enjoy that. And what I do as I travel around the country, back when I was traveling around the country and when I soon hope to be, you gravitate toward that station that is still doing that. And 9 times out of 10, that station is a public radio station.
WEMU, we are so grateful for our listeners' support. And you, Ken Burns, we can't let you go without talking about your latest documentary. It's been out for a bit, Hemingway. And you've got more in the works as well?
Yeah, no, Hemingway, you can still stream it. It's so one of the great things about television these days is that you have a broadcast on April 5th, 6th, and 7th, but it's streaming for free for weeks at any PBS platform. But we've got another film coming down the pike in September, a 4-part, 8-hour biography of Muhammad Ali, and beyond that, lots of projects on the U.S. and the Holocaust, on Benjamin Franklin, on the American Revolution, on LBJ and the Great Society, history of the buffalo, kind of a biography of an animal, reconstruction. It's just, you know, we're never going to run out of topics in American history.
April 16th, Public Radio Music Day, documentary filmmaker and Ann Arbor High School graduate Ken Burns. Thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Keep swinging.